Good afternoon. Low clouds, some drizzle hanging on tough across a large part of interior New York and New England as a warm front continues to track through the region. Across northernmost New York and the Mohawk Valley towards central New York and the western Catskills, some sunshine has broken through. And this is where we will see our warmest temperatures today with highs in the lower 60s. Everyone will have a southerly breeze today, and despite cloud cover, we'll see temperatures in most other places reach into the middle and upper 50s, with a few more spots touching the 60-degree mark. As that milder air flows in, we do run the risk at just a couple of passing showers late this afternoon and into the evening. It'll remain mostly dry tonight. We'll still run the risk of a shower or even some areas of drizzle. It'll remain mild and even a little bit muggy, with temperatures only dropping back into the lower 50s. This'll set us up for a more late spring-like feel for the day on Friday. We'll still have mostly cloudy skies, and it will be breezy and warm. Despite limited sunshine, the wind out of the southwest will help push temperatures toward the 70-degree mark. Later in the afternoon, we'll watch a front approach from the west, and this will increase the chance of showers, bursts of rain, and even some heavier thunderstorms as we head through the evening and overnight hours. It's all a part of a storm system that's going to be lifting out of the Tennessee Valley and into the region slowly as we head through the weekend. The slow nature of this system will keep showers in the forecast, maybe even some bursts of rain into the day on Saturday. Again, sunshine will be limited to start the weekend, but high temperatures will remain on the milder side and in the upper 60s. This system will tend to weaken during the first half of the weekend, but still have to move through on Sunday, which will keep skies mostly cloudy for Easter, and still the risk of just a few showers, otherwise mainly dry, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Right now, it looks like a dry start to next week on Monday, with highs back up towards 70, and a chance of showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today. After active severe weather over the past couple of days, today will be much quieter across the country, but significantly cooler behind the storm system that brought the strong storms from the north-central United States border with Canada all the way down to the Rio Grande. Forecast high temperatures are only in the 50s and 60s for many. The severe weather and flash flood threat will shift to the east ahead of the cold front from Illinois and Indiana to the central Gulf Coast, with a greater severe threat in place from central Louisiana to western Alabama and the Florida Panhandle. Late spring-like temperatures will also shift east, with highs in the 70s to low 80s as far north as northern Ohio and western New York. By tomorrow, the heavy rain and severe weather will again shift east, this time into the eastern United States. The Storm Prediction Center has an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms across the eastern Carolinas and southern Virginia. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers, lower 60s. Boston, cloudy and breezy in the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with the risk of a shower and highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 60 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high, 90, set in 1976, and the record low, 21, in 1948 and in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:09 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:41 p.m., 13 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and areas of drizzle tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and areas of drizzle tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and areas of drizzle tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs around 60. Mostly cloudy with a few showers and areas of drizzle tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and warm, with showers becoming more likely through the evening hours and heavier bursts of rain and thunderstorms possible overnight with highs around 70. Showers likely Saturday in the upper 60s. Partly sunny Easter Sunday, just a few showers, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds near 70 on Monday. A chance of showers Tuesday in the lower 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 60s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.